Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. On this installment of Grady Nation, we're talking with Aubrey. She's our special guest. The show has always been about hearing from people with unique points of view, and Aubrey is no different. She's definitely someone that's opinionated and unfiltered. Please know, though, she means no ill will or harm in what she says. She just says things in a way that might rub you the wrong way, might rub advertisers the wrong way, but it's all right. She's a good person, and don't take this conversation too seriously or to heart. It's all in good fun. Hope you enjoy this installment of Grady Nation. Lots more episodes to come. Hopefully chatting with lots more interesting people. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Okay, everyone, here's the sponsor for a Grady Nation this installment. Actually, good times, Tom. Though we don't have a sponsor this week.
Why not?
Well, because our guest...
You mean your guest, because I wasn't allowed to be on.
Well, Aubrey feels uncomfortable by you.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I mean, Aubrey uses some colorful language, a little bit blue, and we're not going to have a sponsor for this installment.
So you mean to tell me I wasn't allowed to be on, and... I'm not going to make any money from the episode?
Well, I mean, you didn't work the episode, so what are you complaining about?
Well, it's Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and I wanted to get a 75-incher.
Are you talking about a TV or a girthy Latin man?
You know what? You could just eat shit.
Okay. Just listen to Aubrey, folks. Hello, Aubrey.
What's up?
How are you doing, beautiful?
I'm okay.
All right, how's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. Special guest is Aubrey. You can follow her on Twitter at a very nice lady 11.
So actually, I bend it a lot, so you might as well follow me on Instagram. I'm very cute.
Is the account name a very nice lady 11?
Oh, the account name is at the Plastic Pope, which is my original name before Jack told me that he doesn't like black people.
Well, I don't think he likes violent people, and I mean, we were going to get into it, but you do threaten violence quite a bit on Twitter.
I do not. I'm definitely not violent.
Well, you're not a violent person, but you threaten violence. I believe that...
I'm not violent. I'm just mean. You know, if somebody says something stupid, I'm just like, well, where's your upper lip, you know?
Didn't you threaten Jack on there?
Oh, yeah, but that was different. I was really mad that day because he deleted my friend's account who died, like, months before. I was like, the niggas isn't even tweeting and you're going to fucking...
Whoa.
Like, I will fuck you. I have threatened violence, actually. I take that back. I have threatened violence. You know, one time, the first time I ever got suspended for 7 days straight, I legitimately... It was the first time ever. I had no other phone numbers. I was legitimately going to book a ticket to Twitter headquarters and fuck somebody up, like, dead ass. I was, like, so serious about it. And then I slept on it, and I woke up, and I was still mad. But then I was like, I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, this is a family-friendly podcast. and I'm flabbergasted at the language. Wow.
Well, this is not a family-friendly podcast. When I first heard it, I was like, yeah, this guy has mental health issues and should probably get that checked out because this is not normal.
I don't think that's very nice, and I don't even know the context of what you're saying, so I will press on because there's so much to talk with you about. First of all, you went to Vegas recently. You flew on Frontier Airlines. For people who aren't black, can you describe what Frontier Airlines is like?
First of all, Frontier Airlines is a step up from Spirit, and everybody who talks shit about Spirit just doesn't know how to read, because Spirit just has specific guidelines of like how big your bag is supposed to be and like whatever, whatever. And like if you check in with them and then like you have to pay extra money, or if your bag is too big, then you have to call it a like checked bag or whatever, all this bullshit. But it's just simply people who just don't know how to read. But Spirit is fine, and people who say like, oh, like the flight is different or anything like that are just fucking stupid. I'm sorry, I'm gonna swear a lot, so you know, all your kids cover their ears, but they just literally can't fucking read.
Now the thing is that they do upsell. The ticket's like $17. The ticket's $17, and then for everything else you have to pay extra, just like Spirit.
Well, actually, Frontier is a little bit better because the seats are like better. But I mean, they upsell for everything. But at the end of the day, you're allowed to actually bring three little mini, those like little $1, $2 bottles that you get from the liquor store. You're allowed to bring three of those on a not checked bag or whatever, or like a personal bag. And I just usually always bring them because I'm cheap and I can't fly without getting drunk. Which is kind of a mistake sometimes, because one time I was like really drunk and I woke up and like I was like sleeping on this guy that was next to me because I was in the middle and his wife was on the other side, and I woke up and I was fucking drooling. It was so embarrassing. I was like, oh my God.
Are you drooling or did he put his mess on you?
This is before mask days, so.
Oh. No, I didn't say mask. I said his mess on you. You know, did he splooge and did it get on you?
Bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? No. His wife was right there. I just literally fell asleep on his shoulder. Honestly, it was pretty fucking comfortable.
Well, if an attractive black woman with nice DSLs fell asleep on me, I think I would get aroused and there might be an explosion on the plane.
That's just because you're fucking disgusting and a creep and should be on a no-fly list. Which I think I used to kind of be on.
That's very hurtful.
But yeah, but I'm past that now.
No, but in reality, so on a plane, you have to be intoxicated to fly?
Well, I usually do. I mean, or be a little bit drunk because, like, it makes it go by faster. But in the most recent flight that I did take, I didn't drink for it. And it was the most boring fucking flight. I could not sleep. I was only on it for, like, 3 hours. I was literally dying out of pure boredom. I just wanted to get the fuck off the plane. It was just horrible. So I'll never fly sober ever again.
Well, the next time you fly, let's fly together because I would like a titty grab.
And... Ew, bro. Now, for the record, for your listeners, no. That's a firm no.
No, why not? Why not?
Because I already have a Mexican bae.
Okay, we were going to get into this, but since you mentioned him, you sent me a picture of your new alleged boyfriend.
First of all, he's not my boyfriend. First of all, he's my bae. And he's not new. And, he's currently back in Mexico. First of all, he's a tattoo artist, which I feel like I've been manifesting since I was 17 years old. I was like, I need a tattoo bay so I can get free tattoos. Still haven't had a free tattoo yet. But like, if you saw in the picture, he has like fuck love on his eyelids. And I was like, what the fuck did you do that for? And he was like, honestly, I was really drunk. And then I did it. And I'm like, why didn't you get it covered up? And he was like, because I want to be reminded of how you can be drunk and make stupid decisions. But I'm just like, that's hot.
That's what it said on there. I thought it said on one eyelid, C-U-M, and on the other eyelid, P-I-G.
Jealous!
I thought it said that. I really did.
It's okay to be jealous.
What am I jealous of? Those look like prison tattoos. That's what I was gonna say. That individual. Hold on one second. Looks like someone who has been incarcerated.
Well, that's true because I met him when he just came out of jail. But I don't want to talk about him too much because that's just my bae. I mean,
because Mexican mom might get you.
No. But I did tell him that I want to sneak across the border and to take me one time just for the fun of it. It only takes like an hour from where I am. So I'm like, I won't try that shit.
Only an hour?
An hour. That shit blew my fucking mind when I heard it was just an hour.
Gosh, he cursed like a sailor. Holy Moses.
A long time ago that said people who swear a lot are actually a lot more like honest. And I was like, okay, so now I'm not going to try to curve it. It's really bad. That's why I try not to talk too much at work. So then I don't and I do end up swearing. I think the one thing that I just can't get rid of, because I've been trying to get rid of some words, like I don't say faggot anymore.
Whoa.
Are you going to get flagged? I'm sorry. I get flagged from everything.
Man, there's just going to be zero advertisers, no money, nothing. It's okay.
Try to get advertisers? That's awesome. I actually still, on my like Rage podcast that I made like about a year ago, I still sometimes get random views and I'm just like, who the fuck is listening to this?
Maybe Mexicans that are incarcerated that want to have sex with attractive Muslim women. I don't know.
Well, my face is not in there, so.
Well, I mean, they can listen to your voice and pump off or something. I don't know.
I know, right? I was mad.
Okay, so how did you meet this incarcerated fellow?
New subject. Well, anyways,
No. I want to know. I mean, did you meet him at work or anything, or just life, or?
Everyday life. No. Who the fuck meets people in real life? That's so old. I mean, I don't even talk to people. If somebody comes up to me on the street, I'm just disgusted. But
Are you like autistic?
No.
Because that is strange in terms of most connections you make with people on a meaningful way are internet based and not in person. Why is that?
I think that's just the way the world moves now, and it's better anyways, because I feel like I'm not the type of person that likes guys that talk to me, because usually they're just not my type, or I'm just being too nice about it, which is like my Canadian side. And for me, I could just like look for guys that like I think that are attractive. And like I said, I've been like manifesting a tattoo artist for a long time because I want free tattoos. And I found him and I was like, yes, but you're right. He did just come out of jail at that time. He was in jail for like 4 years. And I was like, that's my type. I'm kind of toxic.
So you were sopping wet when you met, right?
I mean, honestly, he's hot. Anyway,
the thing is that he looks like an old man, and you were saying that I looked old, and I found that to be
that you don't have hand tattoos. Okay. Anyway, this is about me. Okay.
Well, I mean, your interactions with people matter. And by the way, you know, if people are just checking in, this is Aubrey. You can go on Instagram, The Plastic Pope. And
don't forget the
I said The Plastic Pope.
No, I meant for your listeners.
Okay. And then on Twitter, A Very Nice Lady 11. And number 1111. And as you can tell by this conversation, that user handle is perhaps a bit ironic. I think she's trying to be ironic with The Very Nice Lady.
I'm trying not to get suspended again. Actually, in fact, when you first make a new account after getting suspended, everybody that you follow on the first day doesn't even get the notifications and stuff. So usually I try to follow like Biden, Kamala, just like really nice people or whatever the fuck you want to call that nice. But, you know, people so that I don't get suspended. But as soon as you try to follow like Donald Trump, it's like, let's verify that phone number for you. And I'm like, fuck. Because I've literally ran out of phone numbers, like, honestly.
So you've been going on like those various app services.
You can't
where
use
you, where you can create like the dummy phone numbers. And
you can't
like
use that. Google voice numbers anymore. You have to use real phone numbers. So I've used like my work phone. I've used friends, my dad's phone, my cousins, my sisters, my brothers, my friends that don't have Twitter, because if I get suspended, then their account gets suspended too. So I try not to use any of my friends that actually have Twitter. But like, I've actually started this new thing where at work, I go on the Twitter Reddit subreddit or whatever, and I help people who are also been suspended but obviously aren't as savvy as me. I've been suspended like 10,000 times, and I help them make new accounts because fuck Jack.
Now, don't you feel a little bit embarrassed going to your dad and asking for his phone number to use an app? Does the app really matter that much to Aubrey?
First of all, I'm not really on a lot of other social medias. Like, I have an Instagram. I do peruse TikTok when I'm bored. But, like, Twitter, I've had Twitter since, like, 2010. Like, I need it. I love it. It's fun. I used to be one of those people on Facebook that post way too many statuses. So I need Twitter because I have these thoughts that I need to – I have opinions. I'm an opinionated person. You should know that.
I was going to ask about your thoughts regarding the election. What do you think?
Honestly, I've said this before, so I'm not like just jumping on the train now, but I was like, honestly, if Biden does win, I will be happy as well, just because of the fact that at least all the people who have like gained fucking jobs and like careers and podcasts or whatever on this whole like either hating Trump or liking him, just like all this like fake people who never gave a fuck about politics before, at least they can all just die out, and then the people who actually give a fuck about politics can care about it again without this group of fucking retards just talking at themselves.
Oh my god.
They can just shut the fuck up.
Oh wow.
Go back to normalcy, like he says, which is corruption, but at least like me and Alex Jones need to be the only people who care about it, because everybody else is just dumb.
I'm not even sure if this episode is usable at this
point. Don't worry, just post it. Nothing will happen. What's going to happen? It's going to get flagged. They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, I let me just make it abundantly clear that the views of Aubrey do not represent those of Grade A Nation, Grade A USA, Chris Thomas, anyone, anything affiliated with
your weird
our podcast brand.
That
don't talk over the host. That's who the fuck? That's Broadcasting 101. Don't talk over the host.
I'm sorry. I usually do podcasts by myself. That's why I don't know anything.
And you're the one saying that I have the problems. I am able to balance multiple guests all at once, but I'm having a hard time with you.
Okay, my bad.
All right. Now, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah. You had made a dissertation on Twitter about guys who enjoy rimming booty hole. I'll put it that way. I'm trying not to be as graphic as you. I don't have a sailor mouth. I'm a man of class and dignity.
Okay, so I'll tell you where I got that thought from. So I don't remember what I was watching, but I think it was like this like porn star or something that was just talking about eating ass, and then they were like, oh wow, guys only like started asking her for those specific videos or actually anal specifically. You're definitely gonna get flagged, but because they wanted like to see, one, her in pain, and two, they want to know that the moans were real, which I found like fucking super creepy. And that's why I was like, yeah, anything, honestly, personally for me, I feel like I'm a very godly person. And, you know, God said that's
an exit. Yes, people can tell by this program here.
I know, right? God said that's an exit, not an entrance. And sodomy is devil shit. So.
Oh, no, it isn't. Cut it out.
Yeah, so I
there's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it?
It's ungodly and dirty.
What does that mean, ungodly?
It's ungodly. God does not approve of sodomy.
So you think he somehow, somewhere, there's this force watching people engaging in sodomy and just shaking his head and crying, or
no, it's just ungodly. It's an exit, not an entrance. I don't think gay, straight, whatever. I just think it's not meant for that, and it's disgusting, and I would never do it. Personally, for me, one of the two questions I usually ask guys if I'm getting to like a serious relationship is whether they've done that before or if they've had a threesome. And more times I'm happy if they already did, cuz so they'll never fucking ask me because I'm not doing that shit. So
well, have you done it?
No, hell, I'm godly. What don't you understand? I'm a woman of...
Well, you could experiment a little no. And find something ungodly, I guess.
No, you've had me on Twitter for a long time. Have you not realized that I'm a fucking prude and a bitch? I don't know.
I would never say that about you. I do have to admit that when you would talk about my mom, I would get angry, but... You've gotten much better at that.
You just talk too much shit and you're mad when somebody throws it back. You're like, oh my God.
That's not true. No, it isn't. I make jokes because you were once a security guard, and I found that funny because you're not a tall woman. You're not a particularly muscular woman, so the thought of you being a security guard kind of tickled me. I found it funny. Well, you know what?
It's not really, I mean, they leave like the really, like I'm not a bouncer, you know? But, I mean, it's more of, I feel like it's front desk, like, you know, receptionist, concierge sort of things. It's not really that, I've kicked a lot of homeless people out before, but like that's just because I'm not a pussy and it's really simple. And you just have to be nice about it. You'd be like, hey, don't gotta go home. Ha ha ha. But you gotta get the fuck out of here. And they're usually like, okay. Like I remember one time I was in a stairwell and some guy was like just about to do some crack and he had like his bike and shit and he started running.
Was it Hunter Biden?
It could have been, but it was, I don't
know. Okay.
And he started running and I'm like, bro, don't run. Take your bike and fucking get out of here. Like, I could care less. I'm a very...
That's the way you told him?
Yeah, I was like, don't run. Take your bike. Like, I don't want this shit. Don't run. You can do your crack, but just not right here. They're pretty nice about that.
Okay. But, yeah, that was a nice way of approaching it.
Right.
So you have transitioned, not in terms of gender, but transition in terms of occupation. You're no longer a security guard. You work front desk.
Well, I
opened front desk. Are you comfortable saying no, what?
Well, no, I'm not. So let's stop doxing me because, you know, a lot of people do not fucking like me. So let's stop doxing me. But I've always did like front desk sort of things anyway. So I'm a glorified receptionist.
And it's pretty much because you can be on social media all day, right?
Yeah. Well, not all day. Don't make me sound like a loser, but I do tweet through my entire shift. Yes, this is true. Or I am on Reddit or I'm watching something. But hey, listen, it's not that fucking difficult. I can do both. And I'm really good at my job too. A lot of people like think I'm fucking awesome. And I mean, I get it done. It's really not that fucking difficult.
Do you think if people were aware of your internet persona, their perception of you would change entirely?
No. Well, it depends on what the person is. But a lot of people that I work with, I work with some engineers, and they know that they always come up to me. And they're like, oh, what's the new conspiracy theory? They're like old guys. They just want to be hip and shit. And I give them the 411. They're cool guys. So, I mean,
so it isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like if somebody was to call my job and be like, oh, she's a troll online, they'll be like, yeah, we know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I've said, I had to use my work number in order to make new Twitter. So they know I'm out here.
Yeah, it didn't help because your prior Twitter handle was Alex Jones Fan ACC, so Alex Jones Fan account. What is it about Alex Jones that you find so appealing?
Well, first of all, Alex Jones is a really, really good person, and he has a really big heart, and he's just an actual journalist. And because he's been an actual journalist for more than a decade, or more than two decades at this point, I think he started in like the early 1990s, he just learns so much things, and he can connect the dots, and everything he talks about is factual. Like, these are articles that come out or whatever, and he just connects the dots, and he's passionate about it because he's like, what the fuck? And he was one of the first people to really say, like, they're fucking people on this pedophile island, and nobody cared. And I knew about that shit since like 10th grade, and then now people care about it. And then not only is it a thing now, and it's like a known fact, and people joke around, Epstein didn't kill himself, blah blah blah, but nobody fucking gives him his recognition. That's bullshit to me. And you know what, he's just mad that nobody is like, and he's the type of person that just like talks normally. And I like that. And he's passionate. We're both 11 energies. So, you know, we get each other. And he's a genuinely good person. Like, he actually is. Like, he's one of the good journalists that are actually left, that are like really trying to talk about what's really happening. He is a little bit crazy. But it's okay, because I am too, so I get it.
Now, when you say he's a good person, I'm pretty sure his ex-wife would disagree.
Fuck that bitch.
And
how many of your exes will look at you and say that you're a good person? They're haters.
Well, I mean, if he was psychologically abusive, wouldn't that be something that you would factor into your assessment of that individual?
First of all, psychological abuse is not a real thing. That just means...
Oh, come on, Aubrey.
No, it just means you're weak-minded.
That is not true.
I'm sorry.
Give me your evidence as to how psychological abuse isn't real. It means you're weak-minded.
It just like Tyler, the Creator, used to say, people getting like cyberbullied online, like, close the app, like, you need like, I was literally talking about this morning, like, they need to bring back bullying in school, because these kids are fucking pussies, honestly, and they're being raised as fucking pussies. Like, somebody hurt your fucking feelings, bro, get over yourself. You're not ready for the real world, and they, like, this is a joke.
Well, bullying is not good in terms of a child's development.
Yes, it is. It shows you to stand up for yourself, or you live your life, realizing that you're a fucking pussy, and then you know you're
what?
I'm sorry.
You live your life realizing you're a bleeping wuss.
Yeah.
But what good does that do? Social, what good does that do?
So, grow some nuts. Stand up for yourself.
And that applies to women as well?
Oh, yes. And women, bullying is 10 times worse, too, because it's not like guys.
That is accurate.
It is psychological.
Girl-on-girl bullying is insane.
Yeah, it's psychological, like you said. But really, honestly, you need to be able to grow and realize that, you know, stand in your own opinions. I feel like that's what Twitter was before, back in the days. It would be like somebody would come and like say something, let's say, or they take a picture, right? And then people would be like, bro, clean your fucking room. And they'd be like, oh my God, people are being so mean. It's like, no, you should probably clean your fucking room. It's simple.
Well, you can't have the Wild West. I think there has to be certain boundaries. And people can't cross those boundaries. We don't want anti-Semitism on Twitter or anything like that. You don't want extreme hate on there, right?
But there's anti-Semitism in real life.
So that makes it okay?
No,
you want to make it a space, a place where people don't have to encounter it.
First of all, there's no such thing as a safe space that is for retards and pussies, number one. And number two, it's real life. Like, come on. At the end of the day, somebody says, oh my God, like, first of all, for me, I'm not anti-Semitism, whatever. I don't give a fuck about Jews. But at the end...
Well, you are Muslim, so I'm not shocked by that statement right there.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole point is that it's real life. At the end of the day, like, you have to be able to stand up for yourself, ignore it, or have a comeback. Stop being, like, a pussy, man. We're raised, this is a pussy generation. And maybe because I'm like the last millennial left, or last like year for millennials, that like I'm just like, you guys are just, this is embarrassing, because I see it on TikTok all the time. And like I actually, in TikTok, they're so nice with their like insults. So I try to like bring the balance back while somebody's like talking shit. I'm like, you have no upper lip. I'm trying to like give these kids some fucking some real bullying so they can get their shit together.
It's kind of sad that a 43-year-old woman is telling a 13-year-old that they have like no upper 18, lip.
19, okay? Relax.
What?
I don't do the children.
Aubrey, how old are you? I always forget.
I'm 43, like you said. Let's just go with that.
No, come on. What's your age? No one's going to dox you. Just stop being paranoid.
Which means my brain is fully developed.
Well, I know your chest is fully developed. Okay. So.
Okay.
So you're not going to give your age.
I did. I said I'm 26.
I didn't hear you. The connection broke out. Oh, so, okay. So you're 26.
Yes.
Okay. So you do feel like you're a part of the last group that had life where things were politically incorrect and it wasn't the end of the world.
Yeah, and I feel like that's how you you need to learn how to stand up for yourself, or else you're just going to be a kind of like, you're just going to be soft your whole life, and then people will run all over you, and that's the truth. Like, I mean, that's just what it is.
So do you think growing up how you did made you a stronger person?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, first of all, I was kind of always like, I had girlfriends, stuff like that, but I had guy friends as well. And I feel like they used to always make fun of my name, because my name backwards is Llama, but it's not actually Llama, because Llama is spelled with two L's. So that's when I first started calling people retarded, because I'm like, you're obviously so stupid. Because my first name is Amal, so dox me, guys. Call my job if you would like. And yeah, and I was like, you guys are fucking retarded, because Llama spelled with two L's. And like, you have to grow up in it. And I used to fight people over that until one day in like seventh grade, I was like, you know what? Like, if this keeps being my trigger, they're going to keep using it. And then I just stopped giving a fuck. And then guess what? People stopped saying it. It's that simple, truly. Because it didn't give them a reaction anymore.
But did you get into actual physical fights growing up quite a bit?
I mean, yes, but I also got into a lot more fights with guys. I remember one time I tried to fight this guy named Moses, which is so crazy. His name's Moses. And
Moses laughed. Malone?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Moses Malone. You got in a fight with Moses Malone, the famous basketball player.
In the face in seventh grade, I'll never forget. So hard, and I was like, oh shit, I should not fight guys, because they're stronger than me. Like, but I used to bully a lot of guys though, especially if they were shorter. That's why I fucking hate short guys. They're just disgusting, scum of the earth.
Why are short men the scum of the earth?
Because there's no such thing as short. Just shorter than me, and I'm 5'7", so
that's quite tall for a exactly. woman. So. And I actually thought you were a bit shorter. I thought you were 5'5".
No. I used to love the fact that when it would be like picture day and stuff, and they would be like, oh, all the tall people go over here. I'm like, yeah, I'm tall as shit. I like tower over like a lot of my friends. Girlfriends.
Well, now the security guard thing makes a little more sense. It just seemed like you weren't that tall.
Yeah, I'm pretty tall. 5'7". That's why, and I actually have a thing about, I'm sure you've seen me tweet this before, where I'm like, if you're a guy and you're shorter than 5'7", then you don't wash your dick in the sink, so then we can't, like, relate.
Now, who on earth does that? I mean, that's disgusting.
I feel like you should wash your dick in the sink every time you piss, because that's disgusting. I used to date a guy that was like the love of my life, and he was 6'2", and he was very OCD, and he would always wash dick in the sink, and like I found that really attractive.
What is attractive about
that? He's just a really
that?
Clean guy.
But doing that in the sink,
I mean,
without cleaning the sink afterwards is pretty disgusting.
I mean, I'm sure he would clean the sink, but I mean, it's like washing your hands. Like you just
Well, you saw him do it. Did you see him wipe it down? Did you see him wipe it down with like Clorox wipes or something?
No, but also this goes into more of like the whole Muslim thing too, because Muslim people do believe that you should wash your ass and not dry wipe after you shit, piss, whatever. So it kind of went with that as well. And I'm not going to go deep into that, but I mean, people, they just now started using like dry, like baby wipes and shit. And it's just disgusting because I'm like, you guys are so late, and baby wipes is not the same as washing your fucking ass every time you do a bodily function, which is how you're raised. If you're raised Muslim, a lot of other African people do it as well. So, I mean, it's important. Like, how are you just going to take a shit, wipe with toilet paper, and then, like, put your pants back on? That's fucking disgusting.
Now, people listening to the show might have some preconceived notions of Muslims. Do you think a lot of the stereotypes are fair or no?
Well, it depends on what the stereotypes are. I mean
inclination for violence is one stereotype.
Okay, I feel like that's bullshit, but it also depends, because you have to separate the Muslim religion, Islam, from the countries that are like Middle Eastern countries are very Islamic based countries. Like that's their culture when they're like really violent or shitty people or whatever. That's their culture. That's not Islam that says that, number one. And number two, I was personally raised, my mom and dad are divorced. And I was personally raised not like, yeah, I went to Islamic school, like on the weekends, you know, did that Sunday school sort of stuff. I can read Arabic. I can read the Kitab, which is the Quran. I can do all that stuff. But like my parents weren't like super crazy about it. Like I was never forced to wear hijab or anything like that. And also it is against the religion to force somebody to wear hijab in the first place. So the families that you see where the like the daughter or whatever is like forced to wear hijab, that's actually even wrong. And that's not with Islam, that's culture and shitty parents or asshole parents, but that's culture, so it's different.
And when did your parents separate?
Actually, I do remember that specifically. It was in 2001. I think that's when I started really becoming a crazy kid, and I was already a crazy kid.
That's what I was gonna ask, is that did the separation have an impact on your personality?
Well, I was already a wild child. Like, I was one of those kids that, like, you would see, like, the toddler, like, fucking tantrums causing havoc, like, just being psychotic and thinking, oh, my God, like, they should beat the shit out of that child. But it's like that, nothing stopped me. I was really crazy. I actually have a friend that I've known since kindergarten, and he always talks about like in daycare I was a menace, because I was like a picky eater, so I never liked to eat the shit that they would give me, and I would always like throw it at them. I fought like so many of those teachers. Like one lady was pregnant, oh my god, such a bad memory, but like they didn't let me go out for water day because I broke the head off the Barbies. Like I just used to be a bad kid in general, but I also was my dad's favorite. And I think that in my family they didn't really explain kind of what was going on, so it was confusing, and I think that made me even worse, because that's when I really started getting like worse. But yeah, thank god my parents didn't put me on any pills or anything like that, and they didn't believe in that, which is great, because I mean I'm fucking normal as fuck now. But I did have a lot of anger issues, and I was in anger management all the way up until high school, until my last anger management teacher was a monk, and he said the smartest thing, which just sounds so stupid. He was like, if there's a problem and you get angry at it, does it solve the problem? No. If you don't get angry at it, does it solve the problem? No. So why are you wasting your energy? And like I feel like that really calmed me down, so now I don't get angry at shit. But if I do, I'll sleep on it. And if I'm still mad the next day, it's war.
Did you let the monk touch your breasts?
Okay, no. See, this is the conversation. Like, this conversation is with males right now. Is this really the the conversation we're having right now? They're just going.
No, I'm. It was a very deep point, And I thought you would reward him by letting him cop a fill of those luscious memories. Because I'm pretty sure you developed very young. And I think some of your teachers that you encountered might have been attracted to you.
One, probably. Two, no, I didn't develop young, actually. I always had a fat ass, but I mean, I didn't have boobs until like after high school, to be honest.
Oh, wow. So a late bloomer.
Yeah, I was. Plus, I was like a super bitch. I didn't like date any guys from my school. I mean, none of them really dated me either. But then I think I was just too much of a tomboy, so they weren't really into it and like whatever. But my first boyfriend didn't even go to the school, and I was like 17 anyway, so.
Growing up, do you think that others perceived you as a lesbian because you're a tomboy?
No, I don't think it was lesbian. I think it was just weird. I think they just thought it was weird. Because I was too...
Like school shooter weird?
Or no, like, what? I was too much of friends with the guys. Whereas, like, you know, like, they didn't see me as more of, like, a... Like, you know, the girls that, like... You know when you're in middle school and people date for, like, 2 weeks and shit like that? Over, like, MSN? Like, I was never really into that. If that makes sense.
I'm trying to think back. MSN, that's Microsoft Messenger.
Yeah. Right? People would date for like 2 weeks and then they would like break up and shit. I don't know. I don't think anybody really saw me like that. Like, it's not that I wasn't girly or wasn't I was just too much friends with the guys. That was the problem, which was good because I didn't want to date them anyways. I was a fucking bitch, like prude, super prude. So, I mean, I still kind of am, but I'm growing.
Well, that's the thing is that when you say, and we don't have to talk about him specifically, but when you say Mexican Bay, and when I say, is this a relationship, you get kind of skittish about it.
It's not. No, I'm just saying that's my boo thing. It's just, I'm...
So, like, why is it that you don't want to have a relationship?
Well, first of all, I haven't been in a relationship in, like, more than 5 years, since, like, 2015. I just don't...
Oh my God.
Yeah, I just don't do it. And then after, once you like don't get into a relationship for a long time, I feel you get really used to it. And like, I just can't imagine arguing with anybody. I can't imagine, like, that's not my goal in life. I'm happy. I like my alone time. Not alone time, but I like to just do my own thing. But he's like.
So no trips. You and I to the link in Vegas, then, I guess.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen regardless, but okay.
Well, why wouldn't it happen? I'm someone that is very open to new experiences, and you might not think so, but I like you, Aubrey. You have a big personality, and you make me laugh.
Yeah, I think you're in love with me. Join the line. There's a line.
I don't know if I'm in love. I am troubled by... the mood swings. I think you switch on and off pretty quickly.
That's true.
But yeah, I don't understand because, I mean, that's a long time, 5 years, no relationship. Wow.
Yeah, like I said, this is the thing. So the person that I broke up with in 2015, I was living with them. And this is like the love of my life. And my thing was that I was like about, I don't know, like 21, 22-ish. And I was like, hey, I could get like pregnant any moment and I don't want to have kids right now because at that time I was still in school. And I was like, so I might as well, like, I'm not going to continue this because, I mean, it could go to like getting pregnant, having kids. I don't want that right now. So let's just not be together. And then I realized that being his girlfriend was way more work than just being the girl that just fucks him when I want to fuck him, which would be like, you know, once every couple months. And I was like, this is a way better position. And then I stayed there because I like that. So then I just kind of just fucked him whenever I wanted to. And then, you know, and then I moved. So.
But what does the future hold for Aubrey then? Are you going to be this person that is self-reliant and doesn't have kids, doesn't get married? What's going on?
I don't know about that. I do know by 29, because that's my golden birthday, that I want to get married or something. Or I don't even want to get legally married, but like I want a wedding in Vegas and shit. But also, I mean, there's nothing wrong with this right now. This is pretty chill. And plus, have you not noticed with, like, these young people, people don't even fucking date anymore. Like, so, I mean, I'm pretty okay. And plus, I have to find somebody that I really like. And I'm very picky. That's why I only have, I've been here for almost 2 years now. And I only have one babe because I'm really picky. Because you can't annoy the fuck out of me. And you have to be very manly.
Well, I mean, you're enamored with a guy who has eyelid tattoos. You're not exactly super
picky. Oh, no. First of all, that is very picky. So, like I said, been manifesting a tattoo artist. So, fuck you. Second of all, he's
perfect. Oh, my gosh.
He's great. He's not annoying. He's not on my dick 24/7. He lives, has his own life. Have my own life. It's great. He's very sweet. Super sweet. Oh, my God. Mexican people are so fucking, like, gaily romantic, and I hate that shit, but it's really cute though. He's a really cute, nice guy, and like, he's super manly too, which I like, really like. So,
well, I'm Mexican American and you treat me like garbage, so
I mean, you're not it's not the same, so
wow,
sorry wow. Bud,
well, in all fairness, because I have been asking questions of you, do you have questions of me?
No, I mean, I don't know. What made you have these split personalities? Like, honestly,
I don't have split personalities. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, first of all, which I find so funny because I've had you on Twitter for a good amount of time, like a pretty long time and over years. And I was like, let me listen to this guy's podcast. When I listened to it, I was like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know what you're referring to.
I was like, what? I've never genuinely, I listened to a lot of podcasts. I was genuinely flabbergasted. I was like, what the hell is going on here? And I even said that to you, and you're like, I actually have a lot of listeners. And I was like, I don't know, bro. So, I don't know. It was so random. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Well, I do have a random sense of humor. And in terms of popularity, we're on Pandora, Amazon Music, and audible.com now. So we're on a lot of platforms that some podcasts don't get on because the show's good.
Happy for
now
you.
With you on, I think we're going to get pulled from those platforms, and that's okay because it was nice to talk with you, but I'm pretty proud of the podcast.
No, I'm not in it's a bad way at all. Like, definitely do your thing. It was new, and I never even heard you speak before, so it was just so random. I was like, it was just random, but I mean, you have a lot of listeners, good for you, like, super supportive, everything's great. I mean, I laughed a couple times, like, it's not bad or anything. I've just never talked to you. I never heard your voice, so it just shocked me because I was like, is this two different voices right now? Like, this guy sounds like he's in an asylum.
Oh.
Serious.
You're making me sound like the Joker.
I definitely got serial killer vibes. For sure.
Oh, come on, Aubrey.
I don't think I can give you serial killer vibes because I've known you for a long time and I could probably beat you up, so.
I know that is definitely not true.
I don't fight guys anymore, though. That's a losing battle.
Actually, we had totally skipped over it, but you stayed at a hostel in Vegas. Let's go over that real quick, because I was concerned about that, because Vegas is always pretty seedy. I lived in Vegas for a bit. I love Vegas, but let's be honest. There's a seedy element to it. And then you're going to a hostel in Vegas. What was the experience?
Okay, well, first of all, when I said this to you, you were like talking like my dad. I was like, relax. But first of all, I've been to Vegas a fuck ton of times, like so many times. I'm sure you've seen it. As soon as I like moved to America.
Yes, but I've lived there. Wait, let me finish. I know all sorts of weird crap that goes on.
Okay, I've been there a lot of times, and more times when I do go, I'd go by myself anyways. I usually do stay at the Link. That's my favorite hotel. I've stayed at the Palms. I've stayed at other places before, but, like, I mean, the Link is, like, I'd like it. But especially because their pool is 21 plus, like, I'm not trying to have my ass out in front of children. That's weird. But so I was going to go again, and I got cheap tickets because of the corona. I was like, yeah, fuck corona. I'm going to, you know, fuck the Kung Flu. I'm going to take advantage of these flight prices. So then I realized that Halloween was on a weekend. So I got it, and I got an Airbnb at first because I was like, I don't want to do the strip thing because I did it so many times. You know, I'm like, how many times can I have the same experience? I want something different. So I got an Airbnb at first. And then I was like, you know what? I like to travel, and I do want to I want to be one of those people who goes and like travels to different countries and does that whole thing. And usually I always like I listen to a really good podcast where this guy named Ari Shaffir always talks about traveling and like staying in hostels and stuff. And I'm like, I've never stayed in one. So then I did some research on this one in Vegas, which is like it was super nice, like clean, great, whatever. And like it's not seedy too much because like you can't have people who live in Vegas from there live in Vegas to stay there. You have to have like a out-of-state ID. It has to be like a traveling sort of thing. And I was like, you know what, I go by myself all the time. This would be an easier way to even meet people, even though I'm not necessarily going there to meet people, but I really just wanted to have the hostel experience at least once. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And it was so much fun. Everybody was so nice, everybody was so chill. Like, I met a lot of cool-ass fucking people. I added them on everything. Like, I'm still, quote-unquote, internet friends with them, whatever. And it was great, honestly. I had so much fun.
The thing I find weird, though, is that most hostels I've seen, it's a shared bathroom, and you seem like you're paranoid about germs.
No, first of all, one, it was really clean, and two, because of COVID, it was, like, bunk beds, which I don't do. But because of COVID, like, they only had the bottom bunks, and there's only four people in the room, and two of those people were one girl was staying there for, like, a month, so she was really chill, was a black girl, super awesome. There was an old lady that was there for, like, some fucking, like, I don't know, like, racing or drag racing, some shit convention from New Orleans. There's a story about her, which is so fucking funny. And then it was just me, and then there was just some other girl that came in, like, on the second day before I was about to leave, so I didn't really get to meet her, but there was also other people there, you know. They had the, like, little common area, which was really cool, because, the first day, I was like, I'm not gonna go out, I'm gonna just, like, meet the people that I'm here with, and, like, everybody's like, oh my god, you made it a party, because, like, I'm fucking so much fun, and then, like, we're having dance battles, and one guy was, like, on top of his car dancing. It was just a blast. Like, I honestly had so much of a blast, and I met so much, like, new people, and, like, there was this one guy from Norway who got deported from Mexico. I'm like, they deported you from Mexico? Like, literally got deported. It was fucking hilarious. He was cool. He was really into Alex Jones. I think he was trying to flirt with me. I was like, nah, bud. Not only, he's too skinny for me. But that was fun. Everybody else I met there was it was just, honestly, I genuinely had a blast. Like, I would definitely stay there again. In fact, now I want to actually go to more hostels in America. But also, I'm not, like, yes, I only did that hostel because I've already been to Vegas so many times. I do like the comfort of having my own space, but, like, it felt like camp for adults. That's what it felt like. And that was so much.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, like, maybe one morning you wake up and that older lady is in her NASCAR racer uniform and she has, like, four of her fingers inside of you. Like, what do you do?
First of all, that's not going to happen. I'm a pretty decently, I wouldn't say deep sleeper. It really depends, but, like, nobody could touch me when I'm sleeping. Like, that's fucked up. But it was an all girls room and it wasn't like that. So, like, you thinking that is, like, old people thinking. Like, it's not like that at all. So
what do you mean old people thinking? It's no reality. It's not like that thinking. There are lots of perverts out, like, there, and don't say no, I should know.
You are,
I'm just saying there are a lot of perverts out there, and
but when it's not like that,
they want to take advantage. Just like you say, there's a lot of bullying out there. That's reality. There's a lot of anti-Semitism out there. That's reality. Okay, I'm telling you, perversion is reality. Is.
But one, situational awareness is number one. If you don't have situational awareness, you are not going to survive in life. And I peeped the situation. It wasn't like that at all at the end of the day. And I mean, I'm pretty, I could tell the situation. I could tell the vibe. It wasn't like that at all. But I have one funny story to tell you. Only one crazy random thing that happened is that, so the older lady or whatever, she was from New Orleans, and she was like an old lady. So I got like a bunch of like gummies from the dispensary, and like, you know, I bought some liquor or whatever. And she was like, oh, you know, I had a long day, blah, blah, I'm gonna like knock out. This is on Halloween. So I was like, okay, cool. Mind you, I fucked up and took way too many edibles on Halloween that I like literally went out for like an hour, ate a hot dog, and I'm like, I'm going to sleep. Like, I was just dead inside. But anyway, so I gave her.
Was there mayonnaise on the tip?
Was there mayonnaise on the tip? But so I gave her like a huge cup of like liquor, and I gave her some gummies, and I came back, and she, I don't remember what she said. She said like some dumb shit, and I was like half asleep. And then she said something about like, yeah, whatever, I can like beat up anybody. Mind you, this is like a super old lady. I was like, you can't fuck me up. I don't even remember saying this. And then she like tried to like kind of fight me. And I was just like, I guess I kind of pushed her a little bit. And then she like fell and like cut her finger, and she was bleeding everywhere. Had no idea. Like, I was like,
you should have been thrown out of the hospital. You're abusing the elderly.
Like, oh my God. She was like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. That liquor got to me, blah, blah. And I'm like, did I beat this lady up? I had to ask people. I'm like, did I fight this lady? Like, I would be so embarrassed myself. I would never fight an old lady. I respect my elders. Like, and it was so random. But she was really chill. She was like, honestly, you never should have gave me all that liquor. It took way too many of those gummies. I was like, yeah, I get it. But she was super chill, though.
You respect elders, but when people comment on potential contrary views, you say, oh, that's the old people's way of thinking. I think there's a little bit of inconsistency there.
As in my mom's age, not like you.
All right. Well, there is one thing that we kind of skipped over. It has been all over the place, a little erratic, but that's okay.
That's how I am, anyways. It's been a good conversation.
With the fact that you're not seeking anything serious relationship-wise, is there not going to be an Aubrey Jr. then?
I always teeter on whether I want kids or not. I think that when I, like, super love a guy, obviously, I want, like, one or two, like, a girl and boy that look like us, because out of the conceited part of it. But other than that, I've always wanted to adopt, and I've always wanted to foster kids in general. So yeah, so older and older, I see myself doing that a little bit more. But like I said, I do want a mini me, because I'm fucking, I love myself, and I want to be half me and half my husband. But like, I can do that twice and be done with it, just a girl and a boy. And if it was like two girls, like, I'm tying my tubes, it's over. I'm not going past two because I'm not crazy. But I always want to adopt, and I definitely always want to foster. So I can definitely see myself doing those in general. So
now the funny part in all this is that you use the R word a lot. If you wait too long to have a kid, you might end up with, you
First
know,
of all,
a,
in
mongrel.
Word to British shows, we're chucking that in the bin.
Oh, wow. I guess that's the beauty of science, is that you can tell whether or not a child will come out a certain way. And Aubrey's here on the record saying she will abort
first of all,
that
depending
thing.
On, first of all, if it's within like the first 3 months, and they tell me like your kid's going to have like a really fucked up disability, I'm so sorry to anybody who feels offended by this, but I'll be like, let's try again. Respawn. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry if anybody didn't know, I'm kind of an asshole. I mean, listen, that's a lot of work and a lot of money. Like I said, I'd rather adopt and foster kids anyways. And you know, when you like foster kids or adopt, like, you get to like write on a list like, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that. Man, I can't handle that. Let's be honest. My best friend, she's really good with that type of stuff. She's going to be, like, an educator for, like, kids with special needs, stuff like that. She's, like, really good with it. For me, it just makes me not... it sounds really fucked up, but it makes me, like... I can get, like, depressed really quickly. Not depressed because I'm not a pussy, but, like, it just will bring me down too much. Like, I can't handle it. Like, it just makes me feel really bad. Like, I remember one time in high school, and it was an American high school, my first time in an American high school, but they had, like, the special needs kids, like, wiping down the tables after lunch, and I fucking cussed the fucking living shit out of the teacher. Like, literally cussed her. She turned red. I just screamed at her for, like, 30 minutes straight, because I just felt like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you have these people cleaning up after us? And then she explained to me that,
well, they're exactly learning that's valuable what she explained life to me after, skills,
but
Aubrey.
Really just made me so mad, and it just made me feel uncomfortable with the whole situation. But
I mean, these are people who munch on used toilet paper. They need to know what's right.
Yeah,
what's
no, wrong. It just made me really mad. But you know, she told me the right thing, exactly what you said, and you know, I felt bad after, and I was like, okay, I get it, but I just don't like to see it. I remember one time, which is kind of a funny story. I don't know if you have this or if you know what this is. You know how you get those, like, really big, like booklets in, like, community centers that show, like, everything in the community, like field hockey or skating or whatever, like all these activities for kids. So we used to always.
No, I'm not a pack rat. I bet, like, your place has, like, stacks of pamphlets, magazines, newspapers.
First of all, yes, that is true. But I only keep shit for it. Like, how do you know? Like, I keep every hotel key.
I have you figured out, Aubrey.
Yeah, I keep every hotel key and never return them. If there's, like, I keep tickets and shit.
Oh, God. One of those. Just shred it.
But, like, Aubrey, that's how my dad is, too. So I think that I get that from him, because I'm very particular about. But, like, I don't keep, like, garbage, even though I have, like, okay, listen, never mind. Anyway, so this is the story.
See, I'm going to contact, is that show still on?
Oh,
of
no, my
the really orders?
I keep things I that.
Know. Oh, yeah, right. I mean, if you're saving every single hotel key and pamphlets of places you visited, because you've traveled quite a bit. I think
in a drawer, and the drawer's not even filled up yet. But I my room's clean as fuck right now, actually. Anyways, what I want to say is, so there was this field hockey thing, and it was free, and it was like special field hockey, whatever, right? So I told my mom I wanted to go to it, and she was like, "Okay, cool, I'll bring you." And then so she signed me up, everything. I get there, and it was like special, like special ed, like special needs. And I got there, and I was so
and you
embarrassed.
Fit right
it was
in.
Probably like 11 or 12. And, like, I just started crying like a little bitch. And I was just like, oh, my God, my mom thinks I'm retarded. Oh, my God. And then, like, the ladies who came up to me, it was fucking
she
like.
Wasn't wrong. Ever.
And then they're like, no, it's okay. It happens. Like, just still, like, we can teach you some field hockey, like, hang out with the kids, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I did it. And first of all, I fucking murdered those motherfuckers in field hockey. I was so good. Which I love winning. So that was fun. And actually, like.
So you would get upset about special needs individuals cleaning tables, but you would exploit them to feel good about yourself.
I mean, I'm not
in
athletic at all. So yeah, definitely. So whatever, so I did it, and I actually had, like, such a fun day, and it really helped me, because when I was, like, I felt like, first of all, my mom thought I was retarded, which made me really sad, and it was a mishap, like a really good situation. It ended up being really good, and that was actually really fun, and I learned a lot, and I fucking won, so they weren't keeping score. I'm like, I'm keeping score.
Well, Aubrey, I think you've said it all. Wow.
How long was
this conversation? I really.
How long was it?
Oh, go ahead. We're already
really?
Over an
See,
hour.
When I talk by myself, I definitely go over an hour and shit, because I just talk a lot. That's another thing that I'm realizing is that I can't date guys that just let me talk, because I mean, you just copy everything that I say and you have like no personality, and then at the end of it, I've given you my whole life story and I don't even know if you have a brother or a sister because I just talk so much. So I need guys that like shut me the fuck up and be like, okay, are you done? So I can be like, okay, I'm done.
Okay, I see that was a desperate cry for help at the end, but I'm not a professional. I can't help you. So please follow Aubrey on Instagram at the Plastic Pope, Plastic Pope. Plastic, not because of her breasts being fake.
You're actually like huge boobs. And then on Twitter, fucking relax with your weirdo self. But can I tell you why?
Aubrey, I saw a picture of you where you were in a public restroom. I think it's kind of tacky when girls take pictures of themselves in public restrooms, but that's another story. But I was just saying, dang, Aubrey has some
really huge breasts. I think it's tacky when guys say things are tacky for women that don't give a fuck whether you thought it was tacky or not, number one. And number two,
Well, I know you don't care. That's why I'm saying it, and I'm not bothered by whether or not you get offended.
But do you want to hear the story of where the Plastic Pope came from? We can end on that.
Sure, but let me finish by saying on Twitter, you can follow Aubrey at a very nice lady 11. 11, not the word 11. Okay, so where is the Plastic Pope?
Okay, so I created a Twitter because one of my friends that, like I said, I went to kindergarten and shit with him, like grew up with him. He literally would be like, please, for the love of God, stop posting Facebook statuses. You are so fucking annoying. So he made me a Twitter. And at first he put my government name because he's an idiot. And I was like, I can't do that. But so before on Facebook, my name was Barbie. And then my last name, because I used to have blonde hair. And I had blonde hair before Nicki Minaj. So when she took over the whole Barbie shit, I was like, no, bitch, no. So I didn't want to be Barbie anymore on Twitter. So I was thinking about what could be like a super badass name. And I was thinking like the Don Gata, I was thinking about just names that just sound like super like hard. And then I was like, Plastic for Barbie, and then Pope, because, you know, I feel like I know all the answers and I'm the smartest and the reign supreme of everybody. So then I was like,
so you were thinking of the hardest name possible, and you
first came of all, this is before the sex scandals and shit, okay, for the record. And I was like, the Plastic Pope, because I want to be PP, you know, Plastic Pope. And then I was like, I can't be Plastic Pope. I gotta be the Plastic Pope, because, you know, that sounds more badass. And to this day, that name is still really great. And every time I go onto a new platform, it's never taken, which is awesome. Except on Reddit, which was so random that somebody took my name. I was like, fuck you. I try to find the person, but I can't. And you know me, I'm a stalker, so I'm still working on that one. And yeah, it's a really great name. And I feel like whenever I'm in like somebody's live or something, people always read my comments. I think it's because it's the Plastic Pope. It's just, I don't know, like brain is just easier to read or whatever. So they always read my comments. So I always see them like reading it. And then it's always like some troll shit. So I'm just like, ha, 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 fuck you. And they read it every time out loud, which is so fun for me because I'm a troll.
So in closing, folks, Aubrey thinks that Nicki Minaj
a lot her of style, actually,
which is an indication that Aubrey needs help. If you want to set up a GoFundMe for Aubrey, all the talk of me needing to be in an asylum and stuff like that, that's what's known as projection.
I don't
to the audience, if you don't know what projection is in psychology,
I don't believe in
Google it, because this conversation with Aubrey has been a textbook lesson.
I don't believe in GoFundMe, and I don't take money from strangers. So, no, you will not find me on GoFundMe. In fact, that site is fucking depressing. And every time I see people with a GoFundMe, especially when they say dumb shit, like, I'm a 19-year-old and I want to move out of my parents' house because they don't like that I'm gay or I dyed my hair purple. I'm like, bitch, get a fucking job. And I just embarrass them, and I would never... they're a joke. Anybody who gets a GoFundMe that's not literally like dying from like medical bills or some shit, like you're just an embarrassment. And especially if you use like, oh, I'm black, so donate for me. Oh, I'm gay, so donate for me. Like, fuck you. If I could send people a penny without it me costing me money, I would do that. Because get a fucking job. Live in the real world, in reality. How do you not have...
Have you ever donated like a dollar and left?
I actually only donated to one person ever, and it was some guy that died from Twitter, and he just had a kid. And this was when GoFundMe first started, and I donated $5 to him because I felt so fucking bad for his family, and it was $5 fucking. But I felt really bad for his family because he just had a kid, and he died in a car crash, and it was really sad. And he was one of those guys that just originated the whole like eating ass, because eating ass was a joke. And then people really started eating ass. I'm like, I fucking feel bad for you.
Everything comes full circle with Aubrey. We were talking about rimming and all that, and we close on that.
It's
a beautiful thing.
Nope.
Well, thank you, Aubrey. I was curious to see how the conversation would go. It went well, even though you have the mouth of a sailor. If we ever do an uncensored Grade A Nation podcast, you would definitely be
Hey, listen, just post it. It probably won't get flagged because, I mean, you already have a bunch of other ones. So it probably just will fall through the cracks. Post it. If people like it, I know. If people fall like the it, cracks. Then, you know, because I always say that I'm going to continue my podcast, but I just don't care about it enough. And I don't care. I don't like social media. I mean, I do, but like, I don't know. I'm just a lazy person. A lot of people tell me that I should continue it, but I want to know what your fans think about it. And if they tell me to make an actual podcast, then maybe I'll actually take it serious.
Yes. And it would be great if you would go to those shut-ins on Reddit and share the podcast and say, hey, what do you guys think about this? I'm sure they'll be eager to hear your thoughts on
Definitely. I want the link. I want to listen to myself after so I can cringe.
I think you did fine, even though you offended pretty much
every
demographic group there is. No. Well, maybe
First of all, let me clarify this for you. First of all, you're not women. You're trans women. And just like Joe Rogan said, why the fuck should you be in the same sports as women? You're not women, number one. And I have gay friends. And I have some gay friends that have trans friends. And listen, you're not fucking women. If you got a cooch in between your legs, bitch, go to that fucking bathroom. Actually, I could care less what bathroom you use. That really doesn't bother me. It's just like, you're not a woman. You're a trans woman, and that's fucking fine too. But don't try to come up in my space. I'm all JK Rowling, bro. Women are women. Don't be fucking annoying. So women are gonna be their safe space, which is so fucking lame anyways, is taken over by other men. Like, fuck out of here. You're not a fucking woman. And listen, not all women get periods. Are you fucking retarded? Like, let's not go down this path because it's just retardation at its finest. It's retardation with an audience that are like, yeah, keep going. And you're just like becoming more and more tarded.
Well, I'm sure our listeners can smell the copper coming out of the speakers when you're talking.
Okay. Well, that's...
I'm joking. I'm teasing. Aubrey is not currently menstruating. She's just someone that's full of piss and vinegar. She just has a lot of thoughts about a lot of things. And that's not for everyone.
Thank you.
But I enjoy it. Well, thank you for being on.
No problem.
I appreciate it. I hope you stay safe in these crazy times.
Also, masks chat again fucking soon. Make a difference. Okay, bye.
No, don't take what she just said seriously. Wear a mask.
Don't get COVID and get over it. If you die from it, I'm sorry, you're a bitch. Blame God. Okay, bye.
No, just ignore that. And thank you to Aubrey. We'll see you again next time, Grady Nation. Take care.